Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We really appreciate all that God is doing, praise God, beloved, in this time as we enter into this final season of the year. We're coming down to the last few days of this year, and God has blessed all year long. He's kept us, praise God, and he's done marvelous things in our lives, and we thank God for it. We thank God for the word of the Lord that he is giving to the people of God and to encourage, to edify, and to build up. This is a time of building. This is a time of perfecting the saints for the upbuilding of the kingdom of God. Beloved, as we enter into 2014, we want to enter into this new season, this new year, praise God, with the mindset of allowing the Lord to complete, to mature, to build up, so that we as a body of Christ can go forth in power and demonstration of the Holy Ghost. So as we go through this series that we've begun, it is my prayer that we will take the word that the Lord is speaking to our heart, apply it to our lives, allow him to activate it and move in it. This is a time God is moving the body of Christ forward. And beloved, he is wanting to sharpen. He's wanting to refine. He's wanting to cleanse, to deliver, to heal, to set free completely so that the body of Christ can be what God wants it to be, that the Holy Ghost can flow freely and in demonstration and power, that we see signs, wonders, and miracles in the land. So we want you to gather around for the next few moments as we go into the word of the Lord. We are yet in the Armor of God series. This is message 2, Stand Against, part 1. Stand against. Thank God for the word today. Father, we love you, and we appreciate you for all that you're doing. And God, we ask as we go into your word this morning that you, Father, would anoint your word, bless your people, and Father, minister to everyone listening. We thank you, Father, that your word is going throughout the land. And Father, you are proving yourself faithful, that you're strong and you're mighty. Hallelujah. You're an excellent God, and we love you. You're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. And Father God, we thank you now. We bind the enemy that will try to bring any hindrance, that would frustrate the people of God. We thank you, God, that the word of the Lord will have free course and that it will go out and it will accomplish that is sent forth to do. We bind word curses. We bind any backlash. We bind witchcraft, warlock spirits, vexing spirits. We bind peeping and muttering spirits. We bind any interference through communication lines. And we thank you, God, that the Holy Spirit is going forth now. Do the work, Father, that only you can do. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now, beloved, if you have your Bibles with you, go with me to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, just one verse of scripture this morning. And I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified version of the Bible. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on God's whole armor, the armor of a heavily armed soldier, which God supplies, that you may be able successfully to stand up against all the strategies and the deceits of the devil. Now, when we look at the scripture, we see that God is telling us through Paul to put on God's whole armor. Now, this lets us know that it's the armor of God. It's the armor that God has constructed for us to wear. Okay? And it's a heavily, it's armor that soldiers wear because God wants us to be heavily armed, fully equipped. Okay? God is the one that supplies it. He knows exactly what we need to fight, to be effective in the body of Christ when we have to fight, and we're called to fight. We are warriors. Amen. If you belong to the body of Christ, you are a warrior. And God expects us to stand as good soldiers. One scripture says, I believe it's in Timothy, that tells us that we're not to be entangled with the affairs of this life, with the cares of the world, so that we will be able to fight a good war. You can't be entangled and fight, all right? You have to be free, praise God. Your arms have to be liberated, your feet, your mind, all of it, praise God, in order for this armor that God supplies to work effectively, amen. And don't ever say, I can't do this. The Lord, I know what the word says, but I just can't. The scripture says, beloved, that we can do all things through Christ because he gives us the strength to do it. It's not our physical strength. It's strength, supernatural strength and ability that comes from the Holy Ghost. Okay? So he tells us to arm ourselves, put on the whole armor. The armor of a heavily armed soldier, which God supplies, okay? Why? That we may be able to successfully stand, okay? We stand against evil spirit forces because we're not on his side. We belong to God, and as soldiers of Jesus Christ, that means that there is a opposing side, that we're not to have anything to do with. I'll just leave it like that, okay? He wants us to successfully stand up against all strategies. That lets us know that the enemy has more than one way to try to attack the people of God. But we, through the Holy Ghost, can stand against all strategies, okay, and deceits of the devil. We know that Eve was deceived because she believed of the serpent's words. She was believed to think that God had rejected her by keeping something from her when in essence he had not done that. But because she believed that, it opened the door to her feeling rejected, and she in turn rebelled, which led to both her and Adam and all of us, our downfall. And so our lower nature now is subject to sin. But, beloved, I want to let you know that Jesus came and he died to overcome that, to put us back in right standing with God. So when we begin to look at the Word of God and we begin to take the Word, glory to God, and believe it just as it is, you will overcome because you'll recognize who you are and whose you are, amen, in the Lord. Now, God is raising up warriors that will stand against the tricks, the schemes, and evil plans of the enemy. Warriors fight standing upright in the power and might of the Lord. In order to successfully wage a warfare, you have to do it standing. And we stand against, praise God. I want to read something in Exodus 17, 8 through 16. It says, and Moses told, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong one. I'm at 18. Genesis 17, verses 8 through 16. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. Now, this rod represented the authority that God had given Moses to lead the people. And it also was a symbol of the anointing, because the anointing was with Moses and the people of God. He went before them and behind them. Praise God. Now, this was their first war that they had to fight, because Amalek came out against them, and Amalek means warlike. Okay? I'm going to talk a little bit more of that in just a moment. But God gave Moses instruction, and Moses gave Joshua, who was a warrior, instructions on exactly what to do. Okay? Now, Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. Now, we know, again, Amalek represents warlike. Okay? They attacked the people of God from behind. And by how many of you know, God was behind. He was there. Now, he gave a wisdom on how to win this war. When Moses went up, he got up there on the hill with Aaron and Hur. Okay, Moses held up his hand. And when he held up his hand, the scripture says Israel prevailed. But when he let it down, Amalek prevailed. So this gave him a key. This is how we're going to stand against the enemy. The hands of the man of God must be lifted up. And it was a symbol that God was with them, and that God was saying, you will prevail. Glory to God. When God is with you, glory to God. Amen. Hando Shay. God, I love you right now. His hands will stand or be raised as Jesus stood up for Stephen. Beloved, you can be in a fight. Believe me, God will raise up a standard. He'll raise up the standard against the enemy. So there's nothing that would ever come our way that we cannot overcome. No matter what it is in your life, what you may be facing, God will give you how to walk through it. Amen. We'll defeat the enemy. You're victorious in the Lord. You must know who you are and whose you are in God. So because that man of God's hands were heavy, the Bible says that they took a stone and put it under him. He sat on the stone. We know Jesus is the chief cornerstone. Glory to God. Amen. As they were on that hill, God was with them. Amen. The power of God was there. Amen. And they, Aaron and Hur, glory to God, they lifted up the man of God's hands and they stayed there. They didn't get tired as far as in saying, well, I've been here 2 hours now, I'm going to go on home. Look like the battle is in good standing and we got it. No, they knew that they had to see it all the way through. Glory to God. Now listen, the ones Amalek attacked were feeble and weak, the people. Okay, they came behind to try to attack the weak ones. They were warlike. Okay, they weren't true warriors, but they were warlike. They appeared to be something. Actually, they were not. They knew the weak ones to get at. They knew that if we attacked, amen, we could take them out and overcome them, they thought. Praise the Lord. But God, amen, had a better plan. He knew better. Amen. And God will fight for you when the enemy tries to come in. Comes in all kinds of ways, all kinds of disguises, and all kinds of tricks and strategies. Praise God. In the mind, this is why we have to be outfitted from our head all the way down, and we have to stay outfitted. Praise God. You can never let down your guard. Look at this scripture. Moses had to keep his hands up, and we have to keep our hands up in God. Amen. We have to continue, amen, to keep lifted up and keep our spirits lifted up. Praise the Lord. So we can go forward the way God wants us to. Now listen, so they had Aaron and Hur, they stayed up his hands, and they were steady until the going down of the sun. So this battle lasted at least 12 hours, okay, because it went all the way down to the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. We know the sword of God, our sword represents the word of the Lord. Praise God. Now, this was a physical fight. This was blood war. Glory to God. That they had to go in there, and they had to fight. Praise God. Now, listen. The Bible says, and the Lord said to Moses, write for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Now, this was a promise. This was a command that God gave, a promise. He said, let Joshua know. I'm going to stamp him out. Glory to God. I'm going to put this enemy down. This enemy will come all the way down, praise God. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Now listen, go here. Again, Amalek attacked the people from behind. Yeah, attacked people that were weak and feeble. Okay, they were not as strong as they could have been. All right, and sometimes in the body there are people that are not as strong as they could be, but it's not meaning you can't be. You have to do what's necessary to become strong. God wants us strong. Amen. He wants us to be able to stand against. Praise God. He doesn't give us the armor for us to be defeated. He gives it to us. He outfits us because of who we are. We're children of the Most High God. Amen. We're the head and we're not the tail. We're above and we're not beneath. Praise God. Know who you are, what the word says. And we have to believe it and take it in, our spirit. Praise God. Now listen, the Amalekites were very sneaky. Okay, they thought that they would be able to overcome the Israelites and take their goods. They were a fleshy bunch, okay? And they preyed on the weaknesses of others in an attempt to prevent the weak from becoming strong. This one incident led to their downfall. They attacked these people that were traveling through on their way to the promised land, not knowing that they were going to walk into their own demise. Okay? Joshua was a warrior, okay? And he knew how to fight because he was sensitive to the Spirit of God. Not only that, he obeyed God's command through Moses. Okay? He didn't take this battle into his own hands. He did exactly what the man of God told him to do. Praise God. Not only then, but every time they went to war, Joshua was an obedient servant. Okay? So when Moses was alive and they had to fight against Amalek, they fought. But Moses held them up in prayer. So on the hill, as he held up his hands, it symbolized intercession. He was a go-between. Amen. And as he held up his hands in prayer, and Aaron and Ur on either side also had to intercede because they had to intercede and help Moses. Praise God. This lets us know we are all helpers one of another. Come on, somebody. We are not islands to ourselves. There's not one man or woman of God, amen, that can do it all themselves. We need help. Come on, somebody. When we get in our places in the body and stop fighting against one another and competing and all this, there's too much work to be done. Amen. The harvest is ripe. The labors are still few. And we have to pray that God send faithful workers into the vineyard. Praise God. God has given each of us a lane to run. And we have to know what our lane is and run it. Run it with patience. Run it with fervor. Amen. Run it with passion. Glory to God. Run it. Amen. And don't look back. Don't go back. Don't stop. Amen. Don't be hindered. Don't get your focus all off. But be mindful that you're going to run your race and you're going to let God do what he wants to do in your life so that you can stand against. Glory to God. Listen, we must keep this in mind, beloved, that this war went on until the evening. As we read, Moses, Aaron, and Hur watched from a high place. They had to see how the battle was going. Praise God. They were in a position, amen, where they could look out and see where the enemy was, pockets of ambushments, if you will, and they would pray. I'm sure they prayed. Father, now you see that trap over there to the east. Get our men over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you right now. God gives us eyes to see in the Holy Ghost. Amen. He will open up our eyes to attacks that are coming our way. He'll alert us in the middle of the night. Amen. On the various watches of prayer. Praise God. He does that because he wants us to stay watchful and on alert. Amen. When attacks come, we ought to not be surprised. Amen. We ought not be caught off guard. Amen. When the enemy tries to attack our brothers, our sisters, praise God, in the body of Christ, we ought to be able to come immediately and undergird them in prayer. Amen. And see the battle all the way through to victory. Glory to God. Amen. Now we know that Moses' hands was up. God enabled, amen, the warriors to prevail against Amalek. All right? Now we know that years later, this nation was destroyed, okay? First by Saul, he, you know, did a portion of it. He didn't do it all. He failed to obey God completely, and it cost him. It cost him the kingdom. And you can read all about that in 1 Samuel 15. David also had to fight against Amalek. And finally, the remnant was destroyed by the Simeonites. And you can read about this in 1 Samuel 27 and 8, in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 42 and 43. Okay? Now, God does not want us ignorant of the devices of the enemy. He desires that we walk in wisdom and strength that comes from him. Okay? God gives us strength. He gives us wisdom. He gives us knowledge. He gives us understanding. Okay? He gives us these things. Why? So that we're effective in the body. We need the strength of God. We need the wisdom of God. We need the knowledge of God. Amen? We need to know how to walk in the word of God and be effective. Come on. And God gives us that. Amen. It's not just enough to have the logos of the word, but we have to have the rhema so that it's applied properly. Amen. At the right time. Amen. So that we're effective in the kingdom. Amen. Once it's effective, glory to God. So as we allow him to place his armor on us, as we allow God to do this, he will teach us how to use it properly, okay? We must be protected from the hits that will come when we wage war against the enemy. Keep in mind that the war against us is a direct result of the enemy's plan to subvert the kingdom of God, right? God is not immune to fighting. We know this. Amen. God has fought from the very beginning of time when Lucifer fell and he had to enter to the garden. Amen. When he had to go in with Lot and judgment had to come. And the Bible says God rained down fire because sin, the stench of sin was so bad. Amen. And Jesus fought for us on the cross. Beloved, we as believers, we walk out our walk each and every day. Amen. And we do that. We do it in victory. Amen. When we're linked with God properly. Come on. Amen. So God is not foreign to fighting. Amen. He's not immune to it. Praise God. In other words, amen, he knows the plans and the strategies that are necessary for us to remain victorious in him. Okay? And God always wins. And he always gets to the root of the problem that comes against us. And this is a good thing individually now. Amen. He will get to the root of your problem. Amen. If you're tormented in your mind, if you're sick in body with the infirm spirit, there's something that caused that. Amen. It just didn't happen. And God is the one that will uncover to get to the root of it so he can pull it out. Amen. So you can become healthy. God wants us healthy in the spirit. Amen. He wants us healthy. And it doesn't take much to get there. It takes us getting this word. Amen. Allowing the Holy Ghost to go on down in there and uproot everything that's not like God. Okay? The word stand means to resist without yielding. It means to maintain a position that is upright in order to see the enemy. It also means to have the ability to face or encounter the enemy with confidence that you will win. God gives the assurance of victory when we do what is necessary in preparation and obedience to carry out his commands. Very, very important that we carry out his commands according to what he desires. It can't be our way. Amen. It's got to be God's way. The Bible says if we're willing and obedient, for example, in Isaiah 1, I believe 19, we'll eat the good of the land, okay? But if you refuse and rebel, you're gonna reap judgment, okay? We don't want to refuse the word of God, reject the word of God, not believe the word of God. Come on. The word is what causes us to triumph. Amen. Our triumph is in God. Amen. As soldiers of Jesus Christ, amen. He wants us effective. He wants us to be able to maintain, glory to God, maintain our positions and maintain our rank and maintain who we are in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Beloved, I want you to know that God is a good God. Amen. He loves you. Amen. He cares about you. This is why he gives us word. He gives us the assurance that he's with us. But God will not compromise with you. He'll not take down in order for you or I, amen, to be appeased, to get our way, amen, to stay where we are, making excuses. So, beloved, we want to learn how to stand against, amen. We want to be effective in the body of Christ. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you for your people. I ask God that you would continue to work your perfect work in the people of God. Help us, God, to hear and heed what you're saying. Help us, Father God, not to let this word slip. I want you to strengthen and touch and minister. Minister to that one that's feeble, that's weak, that's sick in body. I ask the healing power for the healing power of God to go forth and heal, bring deliverance. Touch that one that's troubled in their mind, that's confused. We bind confusion. We bind every evil work of the enemy. And we thank you, God, that you're watching over your word, that you will perform it, that as your word goes out, it will not go out void, but it will accomplish that is sent forth to do. Father, we thank you for strengthening today. Keep us, Father God. Keep us in our right mind. Keep us loving you, serving you, being faithful to you. We thank you and we give you praise now. We give you honor and we give you glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, stay encouraged. Know that God loves you. Know that he cares. Praise God. He's working all things out for you because he does love you and he cares. Until our next broadcast, stay blessed in the Lord. Allow the Lord to minister to you today all day long. Keep praise and worship going in your midst. Keep your atmosphere sanctified. Glory to God. Lift up a praise to the Lord today. Know that God, hallelujah, inhabits the praises of his people. Praise God. God loves you. Let the Holy Ghost walk with you today. Until our next broadcast, it is my prayer that you will remain blessed in the Lord. Glory to God. And keep a smile on your face. Keep looking to Jesus. He is the author. And he's the finisher of your faith. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved. We love you, and we do care. We're praying for you in Jesus' name. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you. And he cares.
Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Let the church say.